Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy. Damn it, Kobe. Did you tell me that Richard didn't show up?
He did not.
We were working so hard on perfect attendance with him.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to have a daddy moment for just a second. I try with that boy, and I try. You know what I mean? Like you get them books and you send them to school.
What's his excuse?
I want to tell you something. If his excuse was, Rob, you know what? I'm face down dead in a ditch. I'd feel better than what I know what his real excuse is. He is working on a Chrysler Cordoba right now.
He probably couldn't make it to work.
You're telling me, you know, if you was laid up with some hot looking girl, or if you was, you know, out boozing, or if you were out doing anything in the world, I'd be okay with it. Because I'm that guy, because I don't judge. But now you're messing with a bunch of Chryslers, I'll pray for you. That's all I can do at this point.
That's all you can do.
That's what I've been doing all day. For the last 2 days, I've been praying.
God is your only hope. The end. Period. Just like my grandpa used to tell me. He said, you get strung out on dope, or you get bad on alcohol, as he used to call it, or if you get chasing wild women, we got things. We can drop you off at the church. We can drop you off rehab. We got places to take you. You start messing with Chryslers, they ain't no damn help for you. That's just all there's to it. That's just bad. Period. I'd feel better if the professor came in and tell me about his new boyfriend than tell me about the damn Chrysler. You know what I'm saying?
Driving a Prius.
You know what? If he told me he was changing the battery in his Prius tonight, I would feel better than him having the hood popped on a Cordoba. It's not even a cool Chrysler. That's the bad thing. Like, you know, if he was over here saying, yeah, you know, I'm tuning my Viper. Yeah, that's a cool one.
I guess.
He's working on a Cordoba.
Okay. We're going to take it a step farther, though. It has Corinthian leather.
No. That's Corinthian style vinyl.
What do they call it?
I'm going to tell you something. That you can tell me that. I've seen a lot of cows in my day, and I won't tell you, I ain't seen a Catholic one yet. So I know better.
I'm with you.
There ain't no such Corinthian.
Ain't no such a thing.
Ain't no. And I'm going to tell you something. So not only does he have one bastard Mopar, he has two. I feel like the count.
Yeah.
Two crappy cars. And I can talk trash because he's not here to defend himself.
That's exactly right.
That's how I work. So you're telling me the professor laid out so he could work on his Cordoba.
I went with him today to pick up the Cordoba.
See, that's the problem right there. See, you're not helping the problem. Well, Kobe. You're throwing gas on the damn fire. That's what's wrong with Hot Rods and Happy Hours, Legal Counsel / RL Cool Car Guy / Dragon Professor over to the dark side, Kobe Miller.
Well, what's going on, everyone? But no.
You sure you ain't a secret Mopar lover?
No, I had to give him a ride to go get his Cordoba.
You ever thought it was funny that you got to give a man that with a Mopar a ride to buy a Mopar?
Yeah, I was wondering.
That doesn't run, that needs a... You know what? I'm so glad we're talking about service vehicles, taxi cabs, Ubers, and all that stuff today, because I got a feeling the professor needs to listen to this.
That's right.
Because if anybody in the world is going to need an Uber account, it's this man.
Exactly.
Two Mopars.
But the only thing I will say for Richard on his defense, he does have... Not only one crappy Mopar, not only two crappy Mopars now, but at least he has one decent GM product.
He has a decent. Now, it doesn't run, so describe decent.
No, I'm talking about his Cadillac. His Cadillac.
Well, he's got to have a way to work to buy more Mopars.
Yep, exactly.
Here's what's so bad about that is he went to buy a parts car. Come to find out the parts car is actually better than the car that he was working on. So now it has changed titles to the primary car.
In his defense, it don't take a whole lot to be better than
exactly
what he had.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know, so it's, I mean, it's like, all right. So basically describing the condition of the Carinthian Leather Edition Cordoba and Loaf Bread Murata. Basically, the Loaf Bread Murata is like stage 4 cancer. The Carinthian Leather Cordoba is like stage 4 cancer with a shot of chemo at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to die either way.
Yep.
But you know what I'm saying. Just, I mean, it's bad. That's the best way to put it. It's just bad.
I mean, I don't know what to say about it.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I feel bad talking about this stuff. Our show comes on Sunday, son. We're in the South. We're talking about Chryslers.
Exactly.
I feel like we'd get off better talking about Devil Worshipping or something like that.
I think we'll just go ahead and leave Richard with his Cordobas and we go on about our show.
I do. You know what? I'll tell you what. And so, in the professor's absence.
We be praying for you, Richard.
We will.
That's right.
Can we get an amen?
Shout out to Richard. Wherever you are.
Shout out to brother. Was probably at the AutoZone. Yep. But you know.
Yep.
So, oh, man. The Lord knows he won't die in an auto accident because none of his run long enough to get hurt.
Right. Or will not go fast enough.
Exactly. So, unless he falls down getting out of it, he should be safe. And then, of course, speaking of this man right here, though, has the world's fastest Rambler in Roebuck.
I have the only Chrysler running.
And you have the only running Chrysler in Roebuck.
That's right.
Mr. Tim Greer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we got this too. We're talking about, sir. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out. And I don't want to kill the magic for you guys, but like we're trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. And you're like, what are you going to talk about? I don't know what you want to talk about. I don't know what you want to talk about. And Tim's like, you want to talk about gassers? And we talked about gassers last week. And then we asked producers, said, hey, have you ever talked about Toyota FJs? And I'm like, yeah. We won't even talk about Chryslers. We sure as hell ain't talking about that. So, Kobe, being the man of the people that he is, had a listener message him and said, hey, you know, I've been doing well with Uber and like Uber Freight. And now he's talking about making the perfect service car. I tell you, I mean, I can think of 100 different good cars that would be great for Uber.
And a Rambler wagon.
A Rambler of any type.
That's right.
You know, the kids will love it.
That's right.
You know, I mean.
No, Tim, leave your ice cream truck at home.
I'm telling you. Now, the Shaggin' Wagon,
yeah,
that's
maybe a
something
story.
Else now.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Does that thing got a name? Like yeah. Tim's got, like, what year is that, 76?
Yep.
76 Chevrolet.
And a 1973 camper on the back.
But with a 1973 camper, like the in-bed ones on the back of this truck.
Long bed.
And the best way to describe it, if you skinned a 70s porn star, that's what the interior of this thing looks like. Like it's like kind of like, it's like earth tones and shaggy. You know what I'm saying? Like
plaid and paneling.
Plaid and wood paneling. You have never seen so much synthetic wood in your life.
The Shag'em carpet.
And normally, if you've seen that much wood paneling, you got spanked as a kid.
If that was if that was real wood, there wouldn't be a rainforest
anymore.
It's like
a single wide.
It is. It is literally. It's classy. It is classy. You know, home is where you park it.
That's right.
And I like that. You know, I mean, and it's hooked to a Chevrolet, so you know it's going to make it there.
That's right.
So, but I love that thing though. Like you come pulling up, and it demands attention. You clutch your wallet too, but it still demands attention.
It's going to take a pair, but you could drive it to Vegas.
You know what? I could do a lot of things. No. I could do a lot of things. I choose
hypocrite.
Not to.
Hypocrite.
Hot rod hypocrite. That's what he calls me, a hot rod hypocrite. He asks me every week, what you going to drive the radio station? I said, you see that black Silverado? Yeah. It drives pretty good.
It's got AC.
I got
sound. At least Richard, one time, drove a Chrysler.
He did. Well, he did one time. Then it broke down, and he quit driving it, you know, but... That's just bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
If fans drove by the radio station, they would not know we was here. Because they'd say, oh, that's just regular old cars, Priuses and stuff out there in the parking lot.
Not with a camper out there.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
know what's up.
They know I'm here.
Oh, yeah. They know. You're not going to sneak up on anybody in that.
That's right.
I've drove bugs, drove motorcycles, drove 57s. We have drove old cars.
I've drove my Malibu here before. I've drove my 72 here before. I drove the little 68 LS truck or 67 LS truck I had. Yeah. I drove it.
Yeah. What happened to the new LS truck we've been hearing about? Does it run?
It runs like a champ.
Got a Chrysler motor in it?
No, whoa.
It's hiding.
We don't go putting Chrysler motors in GM products. That's just something you don't do. Okay, you can go the other way.
Yeah,
that's all right.
That's the junkyard coming out in them.
Yeah. Got a Chrysler. What? But huh? No.
I got a Dodge Dakota out there that got a motor in it. It runs. I'm gonna put it in something.
Yeah. You know what you need to put it in? The trash. That's what you need to do. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, is not Richard Hoskins this week, but we do have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Boston. That's where this whole show is coming from this
Boston.
Week.
That's where the listener was in
yes.
Boston.
Boston. His,
Boston.
That's uber-friendly.
His name is Devin up in Boston.
Biff.
Boston. What?
Devin. In Boston.
Devin, okay.
Gotcha.
In Boston.
And then we've got Tim Greer. And I know what you're thinking. The Tim Greer?
That's one.
The Tim yep. Greer. The man. One. The myth. The legend. The owner of the fastest Rambler and Roebuck. Tim
That's right.
Greer.
The only Rambler and Roebuck.
And the only. That kind of kills it a little bit when you say that.
Yeah, matter. You had all that street credit going up to that, and then you just.
It drops like
well,
a
Well, you
rock.
Know, Ian, telling the truth, I just.
That's just how I roll.
Yep.
And then we have the camera guy here. We have Matt, the camera guy here. He's not talking, though, so you're just going to take our word for it. He's breathing. You can hear him. That's
yep.
Matt.
Be very quiet,
That's
Matt.
His intro. He just breathes into the microphone. We call him old lungs.
Breathe heavy, my brother.
So we're talking about service cars. We're talking about Uber. And now, like, Uber Freight, where, like, you know, if you need something picked up at the Home Depot, you can hire your Uber.
Yeah, that's what Devin was telling
me. Your Lowe's, Home Improvement, whatever you prefer. Everybody's got their brand when it comes to home improvement stores. I'm not even that. I can't even drive a damn nail in straight, but I hate Lowe's. I like going to Home Depot.
If you think about it, it's set up now where nobody has to leave home. They'll bring you your groceries. They'll bring you your refrigerator. They'll bring you your furniture.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. Everything.
If the doctors went back to making house calls, nobody would have to leave home.
But see, like Devin was telling me, because I was asking
it's
him.
Good call there.
Yep. I was talking more.
Hell, you don't have to leave home to buy a car. That car,
exactly.
They'll bring it
to you. Yep.
We were talking about the
and
whole.
And why do you need a car? Because you ain't leaving home.
Just in case.
That's right.
Just to go to the doctor. That's why. Duh.
Yep. One reason.
I was asking him about the whole
actually,
car.
Actually, if you think about it, an ambulance is Uber for sick people. I mean, really. It's the same. It's the same concept.
Right.
Exactly.
Kind of. But anyways, I was getting into the conversation with him, and I was asking him about why, you know, this Uber transport company come about. And he said, well, I seen a call for it in Boston. He already owned Uber cars that he has people drive for him, deliver people. But, like, not only Home Depot, but let's say you own a small business. You need something picked up or moved.
Deliver a transmission.
Whatever. You call him up, he comes, picks it up, takes it.
How about if you buy a bicycle?
Well, see, that's
you gotta
the thing.
Think about big cities like that.
That's what he was saying.
They got a way to bring nothing home.
Because you got your bus transportation, you got your
subways,
and that's what he was saying. That's why that
have
came
you ever
about.
Have you ever tried to bring a refrigerator home on the subway?
I have not.
It's hell. It's rough.
I don't even know what a subway is. I thought that was a sandwich.
I thought that was a sandwich.
You ain't got no subway.
Subway
ain't no subways in Roebuck.
I could see that bus pull up.
Either one.
Yeah, I could see a bus pull up and you got a big refrigerator on a dolly.
You got your appliance dollies.
Can I put this on the front of the bus?
You might give me a hand.
Put your bicycle.
But yeah, that's what he was coming up with, and I thought it was a pretty genius idea, really.
But I mean, that's the thing now. Here in the South,
We got trucks.
No, well, that, but we also have neighbors.
Yep.
Which you always got a buddy. Hey.
He's got a truck.
If you got a pickup truck, you've got just like a car trailer.
Yep. And a swimming pool.
Car trailer, swimming pool, pickup truck. You only always got
only
a friend.
Got friends in the summertime.
That's like I used to joke around with my daddy, my parents. My daddy's got car trailers. He's got a big 2,500 truck and a swimming pool. And I'll be damned if he still has a hard time getting people to come over to the house. That's telling you right there, it might be you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right, me.
But, yeah, and I just thought that was a pretty cool subject to talk about.
I mean, it is a good one. But that's the thing. You got to think about it. It's where it's different. You know what I'm saying? That's the times are changing. I mean, you know, do you think Andy would have called up? He drove a police car. But how about Opie gets a new bicycle? Hey, let me pick up my rotary dial phone. He didn't have a rotary dial. Right. He had a candlestick phone. He talks to the operator, and he gets his Uber freight, and he calls it in and says, hey, I picked up Opie a new bike, and I need you to go down to the bicycle store right below Floyd's barbershop and pick it up for him. It's the red one with the bow on it.
Sears and Roebuck.
Down at the Sears and Roebuck. And pick it up for him. Aunt B is cooking dinner.
And get me a
bye.
And get me one of them loaf breads.
And get me, and can you pick me up a loaf of that sliced bread? But hell no, because Aunt B was old school. She made bread. You didn't go to the store and buy bread. That's what you got, Aunt B. What do you think she was sitting around for? She's
apple
she
pie.
Cooks, she cleans, and reprimands Opie. That's what she did.
She
that
did.
Was her job.
Yeah, she did. She did a good job of it.
I mean, Aunt B was the woman.
She was. She was.
I tell you what, I was in a, not to get too far off subject, I was actually one time on radio, I was on a Mayberry or Andy Griffith trivia game, and I got one for you. What was the name of the print of the china that Aunt B had in the cupboard? And it never changed, but what was the name of it? The name of the china, so the china design. You know, the dishes in the cupboard right there in the kitchen. What was the name of it?
Can we call it for
it's you? Mentioned one time. Blue Willow.
Yes. I was trying to think of what it was called. I knew it was blue, but I couldn't think of the last name.
Blue Willow.
How could you tell it was blue? It was black and white.
Well.
You don't question some things. Okay. Because Andy told me himself. That's okay. Why.
He would never lie.
Because my grandma probably had that same china.
But
all our grandmas probably had that same china.
But that's the thing. I mean, that's how times are changing now. Everything is you pick up your phone and order it up. You know, I mean, used to you order a pizza. That was it. Now you can now
you one click order a car.
You can do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get a McRib delivered to you, which is magical, by the way.
Yeah.
If you don't like really? McRibs, there's something wrong with you.
I just got this new app with Little Caesars.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing now. Like, everything is like that. So, all right, I got a question for you. If you were going to start an Uber and freight business, or I'll just say Uber move people like taxi business, what are car sharing, not taxi? You got to use the correct terminology, car sharing. What car would you think would be the perfect Uber ride?
For real?
For real. Like, if you were going to do this, legit.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I have no clue. I'm not into new cars. Can you?
Have to be a new car. I tell you what. I'm gonna let you give you a little time to think about it, guys. We're talking all about Uber right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
WORD.
Right here on WORD.
Right here on 106 WORD.
Here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is this thing on? Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Rob with Hot Rods and Happy Hour. What's going on, guys? In the studio, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all real cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we got the fastest rambling Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Howdy, howdy.
And then we got Matt, the cameraman.
Breathe, Matt, so we know you're alive.
It's not like one of them westerns.
Yeah. Yep.
I love it.
He done good.
You're natural. You're natural.
You have the face for radio.
Man, do you remember the other day when you was making fun of me because I couldn't talk on camera?
But I could talk on that radio.
I told you. It took me a few times at the radio. And
you
got
sound drunk. Like Sling Blade a little
That's
bit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That air pot of meat. Them soda crackers. Crackers.
You're going to quit picking on that Rambler, boy.
French fried taters and that mustard. I reckon so.
I'm going to call me an Uber.
I'll call me an Uber.
Take me down to the shed.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But that's actually hilarious. So, you know, we're talking about service vehicles.
Yes.
And, you know, taxi cabs, that's the thing of the past. Now you call up an Uber or a Lyft.
Yep.
And, you know, now they got Uber XL and Uber. You know, the thing that pops in my mind, and I was calling Tim, I said, well, first I got to get the speech impediment looked at. Then what we need to do is go to, we need to do a YouTube video with your Rambler. Now, keep in mind, this is a
1964
Rambler.
American. Hard top.
With the satin black with a metal flake top gasser, straight axle gasser.
That's right.
And we should register it for Uber and pick people
well,
up.
Well, I tell you, I was going to do it. So you got to have a late model car to do that with. And I thought it'd be cool to register my wife's Lexus and do it and then have her follow me, but me pull up in the Rambler. With cameras set up, you know,
we could
on the roll bars and say, y'all call a Uber.
We could make an old form of Uber. We'll call it Goober.
Yeah.
Just let me call up Goober, which that's probably not a good thing to put on the internet.
Goober's transportation.
No, yeah. You
man, how long would that last before we got fired? You can talk into Mike. Come on. The camera's not on you.
Not long.
But you think about it, if the people thought it was funny, they wouldn't report it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I think we'll try
it. I mean, what was the worst thing to do? They're going to spank you.
We're
going to
get fired from Uber.
Yeah, well, hell, if you never made any money, it technically really don't matter.
I think it'll work.
I think it'd be
funny.
Could you imagine this gasser pulling up downtown? Oh, there's my Uber.
The question is, would they get in it?
With your helmet on.
Would they get in it? Would they ride?
Getting in a car with you.
Yep. No,
I'll be honest with you.
First time I got in a car, I had my doubts.
But anyway, back.
Could you imagine getting in an Uber, and they take off and the front wheels come off the ground?
That would be awesome.
I mean, if you had the camera right there on the windshield,
you just earned a tip, is what you did when you did that. That right there, I like that kind of stuff. Chris Dunn,
I think it would work.
Chris Dunn's done ruined me. Like you tote the wheels one time, and then you're like,
I'm gonna do it on the street.
On the street.
On the street. I'm telling you.
Now, would you ride? Would you ride with Tim? In an Uber gasser?
No.
No.
Why?
Why? You don't like excitement?
Oh, I love excitement. You ought to know that.
You still like Ramblers?
It's got roll bars.
No, I'm not saying I don't like roll bars, but I don't want my feet dragging the ground. He says it's all rusted out and stuff. I mean, what do you
mean? It's weight.
Yeah, the rust has been in the back, man.
It's in the back.
Okay, as long as my feet don't touch the ground, we're good.
It's not a Flintstone.
I'm not going to hold my feet up to go on a ride. I'm not going to hold my feet up to go on a ride.
No, I'm with you there. But I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
But Tim, now, if you had to pick a car, and it ain't got to be super late model, but if you're going Uber and not use the Rambler, what would you do?
I would use either a police car or a Lincoln Town car.
I've never understood that right there, why people want to use, like, because you got a lot of taxi companies that use police cars.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is the thing. Do you know what they do back there?
Yeah. I didn't say a used one.
But you're talking about like a Crown Vic.
I mean, I'm talking about the LTD. Yeah.
Like a Crown Vic LTD.
Yeah, Crown Vic.
P71.
Yep.
Yep.
But the 2000 model Lincoln Town car is, I guess, what would be right.
I love Lincoln Town cars. I think, to me, Lincoln Town cars are all around tough. Literally, the Lincoln Town car is the Chuck Norris of automobiles.
Now, I want to say, though, I think to be an Uber driver now, it's a 2010 and above or something. It can only be X amount of years old.
Well, you know, since I don't know when they quit making town cars. If Professor was here, we would know. But
yep.
No, he's tuning on a Cordoba. And I don't want to get off on that tangent again.
No, don't do it.
But you know, but now, like, if you go to Vegas, we'll be there, you know, here for long. You go to Vegas, they have Prius
Yep.
tax caps.
Do you know in Cuba, if you call a taxi or Uber or whatever it is there, that they come and pick you up in a classic car.
Well, they do. This is the thing you understand is, first of all, Cuba's a very poor country.
Yep.
Second of all, they're not driving classic cars for the love of classic cars. They're driving classic cars because that's the only ones they can afford.
Exactly.
And that classic car is allowed to be retrofitted with a tractor engine.
Exactly. Or a boat motor, whatever.
It's got an outboard on it. Have you ever seen a 54 Chevy with a Johnson outboard on it? I have in Cuba. Yeah. But
converted over to running off the
shaft. All right, let me ask you this. If you had a... They do on Uber have a deal where you can, you know what kind of car they're pulling up in.
Right.
So let's just say it was a 68 Chrysler New Yorker.
That's pimp.
And you got to choose.
Like a pimp Uber. Yep. You know what I mean? You could roll up in
would
that.
Would you rather ride in that or...
Does it come with a complimentary gold tooth?
Yeah.
And a feather for your hat.
That's right.
Bottled waters.
You think about that. If you could ride up in a cool car instead of a Prius...
Well, I think that would work. Like,
I do too.
Hot rod yeah. Uber.
Well, that's yeah, right. That would work. I mean, that's kind of like, you know, the guy what over there in Easley that has the three short buses that he turned into
party buses.
Yeah. You know,
well, that's a big thing.
They stay rented out all the time. You know.
Oh yeah.
And there is another friend of mine. He does. He does a lot of wedding stuff. He has a 57 convertible. He has. Old Cadillac convertible and some other kind of work. He rents them out for weddings. And it's normally anywhere from $500 to $1,000 for a couple hours just to have it at the wedding.
To rent a car at a funeral?
Oh, yeah.
At a funeral.
What the way?
Well, funeral wedding.
Yeah,
it's
but that's what
thing.
They do. Yeah, you know, ride off. And it's like a 10-mile max he will go from there to there.
That's it. Yeah, well,
and it's like $500 to $1,000.
I get $500 to $1,000?
Yep.
We're trying to grieve here. I mean, you got to think about it. I always call funerals and weddings. I get them confused because either way you get dressed up, go to church, and you lose a good man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is, but at the end of the day.
But, yeah, that's what it is.
I've done came back twice.
We're going to try that. We're going to try that on YouTube.
What?
We're going to try the Uber hot rod.
I think it would work. I'd love to pick somebody up in that Pro Tour and Camaro, like a single mom.
Yeah.
Or like someone want to go to a grocery store. I want somebody with bags of groceries. I want to pick them up in something.
I want to pick up an old black lady.
Oh, Lord.
Take her to church.
You're going to get that crazy lady's going to shank you.
Boy, you're going to get me out of here.
You're going to get stabbed with a Swiss Army knife, a nail file.
I ain't getting in there with my fried chicken.
You make me spill my groceries. Slow this thing down.
We're going to try it. We got a cameraman now, full time.
We got a cameraman. We got this guy.
So who's going to figure it out?
He ain't much to talk to, but he's good with a camera.
He's listening.
He's over there.
He's
over writing down notes right now.
He's a hell of a listener.
I've figured out how to cut it on now.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
He is a hell of a listener. That's what I like about him. You know what I'm saying? He ain't much of a talker.
You listen to what I say.
Yes, I'm just saying. But I think the Hot Rod Uber would be a good one, don't you? I think it'd be a good one.
Yeah, it would be different. I don't think you could call it Uber, but you can call it Hot Rod something. Hot Rod pickups or something. Yeah.
I don't know. You got to be careful with using the word pickups, too, because I'm pretty sure that's like slang for something. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I'm saying. But I think it'd be good, though. I tell you what, I actually got a funny story about that. How much time we got in the segment? Okay. So I had a Fox Body Mustang, and not just a regular Fox Body Mustang. It was a little LX hatchback. This thing was built for drag racing. This car had no power steering, no power brakes, no air conditioning. It was lightweighted, had a built little Ford small block in it running on nitrous. You know, it had slicks on it, real slicks, 10 halves on the back of it. It was a real rootin' tootin' open header Mustang. But it did have power windows, which tickled me, I thought. No insulation under the carpet. No radio, no heat and air controls, just a cheetah shifter. And literally an electric fan switch. The end. Had a roll bar in it. Won the NMR race at Silver Dollar Dragway right before I bought it. And it was just a clean little red LX Mustang in the world you've ever seen with drag lights on it. Well, I put it online for sale. I had a guy come to me looking at it. And he goes, "You mind if me and my wife take it for a drive?" Okay. He drives off with it. An hour goes by. He doesn't come back. And you know what? We're out of commercial. We got to take a commercial break. So I'm going to leave you hanging. Man. So my Mustang is going on test drive. Guys, stay tuned. You'll hear the rest of this right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. You know, we don't have the financial analyst here.
We do not.
See, he's messing up my mojo.
Yep, he got you.
The Mopar is messing with my mojo. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we got Tim Greer, the man, the myth, the legend, the rambler.
The new Uber driver.
And my new Uber driver. And then, of course, we got Matt, the camera guy. Deep breath, Matt. There you go.
That's right.
That's his intro.
Is it working?
Turned me on.
Hello? Kind of. Why are you blowing that microphone, boy?
I like it. I like it.
I like it a lot. So, I'm just getting cold chills. Anyway, so I had this 93 LX Mustang. And, you know, this was all out. Just really, it was a street strip car, but it was way more strip than street. Like, literally, the only thing is it had working headlights and taillights so they could enter, like, true street challenge. That was it. This car was not made to be driven on the street. It had a fuel cell in it. Like, it had nothing regular Mustang or regular car on it. Didn't have wipers on it. So I had it for sale. Guy looked at it online. Said, can me and my wife take it for a test drive? Sure. This is an open header car. He drove it out of my neighborhood. And I heard it in the distance. And I'm thinking, all right. And it's got like a 3600 stall in it too, by the way. And he's driving this thing around. And I heard him next red light. Nah.
How'd it go again?
Like that.
Okay.
He went, nah. Anyway. So then I heard, then they got quieter and quieter. And I'm like, well, I had my vet. Hell, I started washing my car. Well, I washed my car. Dried my car. We still didn't come back. I think, man, we stole my car, you know? Well, then I hear in the distance, run through the neighborhood. He pulls up and he gets groceries he lifts the hatch and gets groceries. And I'm not talking about like a gallon of milk. I'm talking about 10. They took three trips back from his car to the back of my car. They went and got groceries.
He was testing it.
You set a gallon of milk around nitrous bottles and a battery and a fuel cell.
Let me explain something to you. He took his wife with him. And if I was trying to convince her into letting me have a drag car.
In a drag car.
Looky what we can do with this.
We can take it to the store. But could you imagine the looks he got when the guy at the Bilo was walking out with a shopping cart and like, put it in my Mustang. Let me take my hood pin. Let me take my pins out so I can take the hatch off so you can put the groceries in. I'm serious. This thing was, it blew my mind. This man was going, he went damn grocery and didn't even buy the car.
Really?
I think that pissed me off worse than anything. And he told me, he said, man, you know what? He said, he actually worked at the Ford place. He told me, he said, I'd love to pick this thing up and run it by and let the guys at the shop check it out. And I said, hey, what, you get some more errands to damn run or something?
What's wrong with your car?
Exactly. I mean, of all the things that you could borrow to drive, why do you want to drive this? What, do you need to go to damn Lowe's too? Yep. You know? I mean, pick your dry cleaning up? What?
You got a luggage rack on top?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's my crazy. But there again, so maybe it might work in Uber.
I love how we just get completely off subject.
I love that. Just it, that's how
we were talking about Uber driving. And
well, all right. So Kobe, I'm going to talk to you. This is your turn. You're going Uber. What would you choose?
Well, I would, and I'm not saying I'm an electric car fan, If I'm in Boston or something like that, not saying here in South Carolina, but if I was in a big city, I would probably go Tesla. Get a Tesla 3, a couple of them, whatever. Maintenance, all that stuff, out the window.
But how about, do you think around town driving, though, on your battery, like your battery life, you think it'll hold up?
Well, when we had the little Tesla guy in there, he said it's perfect for that.
Yeah, I think he gets excited, though.
He might, but I'm just going by what he said. I'm not going by, well, again, then.
I get a Mr. Wizard vibe from him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he might be a little biased, but anyways, I don't know. If it is holds up to what the electric car standard is, I would probably go Tesla.
Yeah, I said something about Tesla. Well,
just because if you're stuck in traffic with your people in the back seat, you can always play Mario Kart.
You can play Mario Kart on it, but I will say this. The only thing I know about Tesla is the band sucked.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying. Period.
I don't know much
about the cars, but if they're anything like the band, yeah, I'd stay away
from it. I don't know a whole bunch about the Tesla electric cars, but...
And it was neat, but I don't know if I'd want to make it for text cab.
How about
if you hit the wrong button, it goes in romance mode, and you got, like, some dude in the back or something.
That's right. R. Kelly comes on, we got
problems. How about if you get out of the car, and it goes into dog mode, and you got a chick in the back seat?
Should be cool.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, she ain't going to be cool. She's going to be hot. She's going to be mad.
I don't...
Who you call a dog?
I don't know. It would either be that, or maybe, like, a little Ford Focus or something like that. I don't think the town car thing, just because if you're in a big city and stuff, maneuvering them the big cars around in a big city would be very complicated.
Well, here's the deal with that is, the one that told me that was in Miami, and the biggest majority of their customers are at the airport, and most of them's got luggage, and they want to be a little more classy than a LTD or Crown Vic or whatever. So, believe it or not, the Lincoln town cars are Continentals. Are bringing big money in Miami because of the Uber.
Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I tell you, you know what?
What a kiddies play.
I want a stretch limousine.
Now that
this is how you get around that though. I'd use a limousine for a regular Uber. Oh, you need to go to the grocery store and you got a stretch black Lincoln pulling up.
That's right.
And this is the thing you talk about space. I'm in a Lincoln.
Oh yeah.
I'm in a big Lincoln. I demand space and attention. You don't have to worry about putting in a parking spot. Hell, it's not going to fit anyway. It don't matter. You just go catty corner across the parking lot. You're done.
See, Tim, like you just said, for the airports.
Yep.
He has this guy up there in Boston has transits for that. Got several seats, plenty of room.
That's a good one.
Did you know that Escalade has got a airport model of their Cadillac? They come with 20s when they used to come with 22s, and it didn't come with the TVs, and still got leather and everything, but it's a dumbed-down airport Escalade.
I believe.
A new one.
Yeah.
And they're a lot cheaper.
Well, I'll tell you another thing, talking about that. How about the van I had?
That would work.
That would be a great Uber. Yeah. You ever seen my lifted van?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen.
38s?
Yeah.
This thing was a monster. Duramax. You come pulling up, and that's like Satan opening up a daycare. I love that thing. I love it. And sold it to a chick. That's what I like. A six-foot-tall blonde is what I sold it to. I love that thing. I tell you what I don't love is commercial breaks.
We got to pay bills, though.
Guys, we're talking about the cars making money right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.